Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, the Vikings. I am not one, if you've listened to me over the years, where I just say it's time for somebody to be fired on a regular basis. I don't even do it on a rare basis. That's just not me. But I look at this regime off yesterday's embarrassment, off the last few years, off the upcoming future, and just ask one question. Where are they going? Now, we do have to point out, because it stands out factually, they were without five starters yesterday. That's a lot on defense. I'm not even counting Cook and losing Thielen so quickly, so you're losing, let's see, importance on offensive success. Probably Cousins 1, Jefferson 2, Cook 3, Thielen 4. So your third and fourth most important individuals. So to say injuries were not a part of yesterday would be a lie. But let's all say it together. They still should have beat the Lions. Come on. Everybody knows that. Zimmer knows that. The players know that. Dan Campbell probably knows it. That is a game that is sitting there. The Lions are, they're Lionsing throughout the game. How about they're up by two? We'll get to the two-point fiasco and how awful Zimmer is at that at some point here. Lions are up by two, deep in their own territory, 4 minutes to go, and Man Campbell decides to go for it. Kind of this nonsense. What do I have to lose? You know what you had to lose? The ball to the opponent at what, the 19-yard line? And the Vikings would score easily. That looked like, I mean, it was inexplicable. It was inexcusable. It was idiotic. But then what happens? To quote Common, I saw either 13 passes or 14 passes when the Lions got it back for Jared Goff to go down the field with a minute 50 left, no timeouts, and at the end, Zimmer playing his defense extraordinarily soft. I get it early in the drive. If you watch the NFL, we've seen this 8,000 times. No timeouts. They need a touchdown. Keep it underneath. Nothing too deep. And hopefully with no timeouts and solid defensive play, and then the fact you're playing Jared Goff and the Lions, they're going to screw up. They weren't. And at the end, the last four plays, Zimmer rushes three every single time. Didn't agree at the time. Don't agree now. They call two timeouts. And I see friends of mine who I respect a lot football-wise who had a major problem on that. When Zimmer used those timeouts late, I did not. He's without so many guys. They're picking you apart. You're actually banking on at this point that Mike Zimmer is a better defensive coordinator than Dan Campbell is a better offense coordinator. It didn't work out, so the folks who said, why take the timeouts, they can say, hey, scoreboard. And they're right. I just didn't have a problem with Zimmer trying to set it up. But then the last drive, or the last play that we've all seen, I have no clue what Cam Dantzler's doing. I have no clue what Xavier Woods is doing. Were they aware of that's where the end zone starts? Apparently not. So now they're 5-7. And it has been an extraordinarily excruciating season for Vikings fans and, way more importantly, for the coaches and players. Only Seattle wasn't a one-score game. And a lot of odd circumstances, but guess what? Almost every team has odd and unique circumstances. You just forget that the other teams, you know what? They have COVID also. They have injuries also. Sometimes you have more, and when you're without five defensive starters, and by the way, they're not just okay starters. It's Hunter, it's Griffin, it's Barr, it's Kendricks, it's Peterson. Those are your big knockers. So Zimmer has some ammunition when he tries to explain what happened. Mike Zimmer's competent at what he does. Rick Spielman is competent at what he does. Neither looks awful. Neither embarrasses the organization. If they stay with this group, they'll probably stay right around 500. They've had this group plenty good moments. They had one great moment, the 13-3 season, and then showed up in Philadelphia completely and wholly unprepared. They need a dramatic infusion of young talent on defense. They've got a huge money question on Cousins. Their offensive line, still miles to go. It's taken them way too long to realize they have one of the three or four best receivers in the game. I think it's time, when the year is done, I don't think Zimmer has to be fired during the season. I think when the season is done, you tell two individuals who are both, by all accounts, very good people, that it's time for us to go our separate ways. I just don't see it changing. Zimmer, every offseason, what happens, and we're going to look at it different. You know, maybe he won't call the place. He's going to call the place forever. Spielman's had plenty of good moments. But he's had a number of misses, too. And he has been with the regime for a long, long time. This isn't about incompetence. This isn't about they're overwhelmed, not prepared, don't work hard. None of that. This isn't a Tim Brewster situation. This isn't a Jimmy Rogers, David Kahn, Kurt Rambis situation. Not close. I just don't see a path where you're getting closer to going deep in the playoffs. I just don't see it. And I'm not a fan, okay? I host this show, grown up a fairly cynical and smart, snarky member of the media. I'm not one who comes on here. I've never called for Zimmer's job. I've never called for Spielman's job. Again, it's not over incompetence. It's over, is there really a path to alter what they have done so far? I did not have high expectations for this season. I had them winning six games. So they've actually played better than I thought. But I don't see anything changing. Do you think this should happen? I would assume the fans who would be outspoken would say yes. Or do you say, wait a second, when Zimmer has a healthy team, they're consistently above average and good, and Spielman's had more hits, and I don't think a change should be taking place. What do you think? Is it time to move on from this regime? Do you see a path changing? Because I don't see it in front of me. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Good calls and texts on the Vikings, on yesterday, and this regime, and is it time to part ways? 651-461-9226. All right, we're talking purple. A little more sports today than normal because of how memorable it was. Tubbs, yesterday is not going to be remembered for its brilliance, but that one is going to be remembered. So it's a part of that. And then Jim Cott and Tony Oliva both going in the Hall of Fame. Adam had Tony on at 8:50. You can go back and podcast that. The Odyssey app, hey, maybe it'll actually work. You hit the rewind feature. Adam, excellent with Tony at 8:50. Jim Cott with us in minutes. I'll get to calls and texts. You're a diehard Vikings fan, Tubbs.
Yes.
You got the Helga horns on.
Yep.
You got the Viking Zubas on.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Dave Osborne jersey today. What are your thoughts on yesterday? What are your thoughts on whether this regime is going anywhere? And then we'll get to the texts and calls.
I had a weird feeling, and I told Lake last week, and he kind of laughed at me. I just had a weird feeling that this was one of those games that the Vikings would fall backwards into a sad sack showing, because it has a tendency to happen once a year. It's like Santa Claus, right? You know that something like this is going to, you know, it's going to come once a year. I just kind of shook my head at the end of it. I do think that I'm not clean house guy as well, Chad, but when you look at how much time they've had, I think that Spielman going into the year, I think based on talent, top end talent, I think they had a top 15 roster. But the problem is, one or two injuries, there's no depth to this team. And they've been exposed multiple years. You haven't fixed the offensive line. You haven't fixed your quarterback situation. So I think you've gone as high as you can. And then Zimmer, when you're not applying any pressure and Jared Goff is just carving you up for 6 or 7 yards per throw,
yes,
you have right to change things up. I mean, Jared Goff was like 1 for 6 for like 8 yards when they blitzed him yesterday. They only came on like 6% of those plays. I mean, you have to change something up.
Really low. I think it was his lowest all year, Zimmer blitzing. And I can see his argument that without Barr and Kendricks, especially, and Peterson in pass protection, it's different. I look at it too, Chris, and then we'll get to the calls here. I think it's a package deal.
Yes.
I really think it should be. You can make the argument. Listen, you can easily make an argument on one or the other, but I think they're a tandem. You know, this is Spielman's second hire, as is GM. You normally don't get a third. That's why I would look at it either you keep him or you move on. And I just think for the pattern which has been established and the challenges ahead of them, it's time for a new regime. And the reality is, they may need to step back. They may need to step back, and for a couple years, maybe this will be part of it too, get a couple top 7, top 8 picks and get upper-end talent, because there are all sorts of starting positions up for grabs on that defensive side in particular. Okay, let's go to a couple calls here. Rick is mobile. Rick, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Enjoy your program, by the way.
Thank you.
One thing that always frustrates me about actually pro sports in general, but the Vikings, is the fact that all these coaches under Zimmer have gone on to be rather successful. And I never quite understand why we can't translate that success into a Viking success.
I'm going to push. Stay with you. I'm just going to push back a little bit. Pat Shurmur went to the Giants and he failed. Right now, succeeding with the Giants may be impossible at this point. Stefanski in Cleveland had a very good first year. Hasn't been as good this year. So I'm not sure a lot of people are leaving this coaching staff and having all sorts of success. I get the criticism about his coordinator situation this year when he brings in Clint Kubiak, who's never come close to that position before. And then on the defensive side with the role his son is playing and Andre Patterson is playing, Mike Zimmer's dictating all that, though. Mike Zimmer is dictating how protective and how soft they were offensively. And Zimmer is the head coach, and he's the defense coordinator.
We've certainly nailed mediocrity with this team. We've yes. pegged that.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Call Jeff. In again. Let's get to a few texts here. Why are people getting hurt all the time? I don't think there's anything in particular in Minnesota on Sugarman or the doctors on this. It goes in waves. It's not a pattern of year after year after year with the Vikings and injuries. More text here. With an inferior offensive line, they need a less expensive young quarterback that can scramble and be elusive. It's the thing every one of us who watches the Vikings, you can be a media member or you can be just an observer. If Cousins has the clean pocket, he can be excellent. If he doesn't, he's bottom six or seven. And they had him on the run a little bit yesterday, had him on the move. They brought back some of the bootlegs. They brought back more of the play action. I liked it. And they've tried plenty on the offensive line the last few years. For a while, it was like, how can you not take guys near the top? Now they have, and it's not working.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.